Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 27, 1950, well into the hurricane season, readers of the Barbados Advocate were informed about the critical hurricane preparedness tips. These tips were provided by the Assistant Colonial Secretary Donald Wiles and ranged from early warning signals to operations in emergency shelters. Mr. Wiles assured Barbadians that residents would be given 18 to 20 hours notice should a hurricane threaten. He noted that the colony was in contact with the United States Weather Bureau at San Juan, Puerto Rico, and the Air Ministry Weather Station at Piarco, Trinidad. Wiles informed residents that planes from the Puerto Rico station were sent out to track weather systems in the Atlantic, while information would be fed to the Piarco station by commercial planes traveling from the Cape Verde Islands to Trinidad. The authorities employed two levels of warning systems: cautionary alerts to indicate that hurricane conditions were possible, and another to indicate that the island would be impacted. The first warning utilized a flag during the day and lights at night. This flag, with a black square on a red background, was flown during the day at the public buildings, the office of the harbor and shipping master, the lighthouses at East Point, South Point, and Harrison's Point, the Crane Hotel, Hackleton's Cliff, Mount Stanford, St. James, and the police stations at District B, C, D, E, and F. Throughout the night, a red light was used. When the authorities were certain that a hurricane would impact the country, two flags were used during the day and two lights at night. The advice given to residents, many of whom lived in small chattel houses, was to secure their houses as much as possible and keep a quantity of nails and hammer close to hand. The lessons from Hurricane Jeanette in 1955 would reveal, however, that they would also need rope to prevent the roof from flying away during the hurricane. Residents were also advised to stock up on non-perishable food to last up to 2 days and be prepared to move to the nearest shelter if they believed that their home would be unable to withstand the weather system. Additionally, residents were advised to pack the following items to take to the shelters: a change of clothing, food, water, cup, fork, spoon, which were to be placed in a bucket. The bucket, Mr. Wiles suggested, served other important functions. Those who possessed storm lanterns were encouraged to fill them with oil. The Assistant Colonial Secretary warned that food would only be served in the shelter after the passage of the weather system, and this would be 3 hot drinks and 6 biscuits. For those going to shelters, the government made it clear that should damage occur to the shelters, resulting in injury to the occupants, the government would not accept responsibility for such injury. Indeed, since these hurricane tips were carried in the Advocate on this day, August 27, 1950, times have changed. More accurate weather forecasting is now available. Most of the small huts have given way to large stone bungalows. Warnings come via television, radio, or social media. And with the advent of waterborne toilets at hurricane shelters, those finding refuge no longer need to carry a bucket.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.